Hi everyone, I'm Debbie.
And I'm Laura, and we host the podcast called I Got the Hell Out.
Are you fascinated by cults?
Of course you are.
Well, I spent 10 years in one, and each week I spill all the juicy details. Some are funny, and some are downright frightening.
And trust me, you want to hear these stories. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Overcast.
So give us a listen right here on I Got the Hell Out.
We'll see you there.
Tonight's episode, we actually have twice the number of people, which means twice the amount of alcohol, twice the amount of bad language, and twice the amount of shenanigans. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Men, the podcast for Tuesday, October the 23rd, 2018.
Each week, we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
a Florida woman trips and her husband isn't too happy about it.
A Florida man refuses a shot, then gets shot.
A Florida woman tries to swallow to get out of an arrest.
And Joel had to throw in another amputee story. No.
Yes, I did.
No. If it involves Pornhub, then
No.
Okay.
Plus, Florida man versus tourist, listener email and Vmail, and some special guests. So we have some special guests here in the studio with us tonight. We have from Paradise After Dark, we have Ken and Lauren.
Hi, welcome guys. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
This is our first professional people that, I mean, are actually they're local to Southwest Florida.
Yep.
And starting some to meet some people in the that podcast around Southwest Florida. So we are honored to have you tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Super excited to be here.
Our first guests that aren't just our drunk friends.
Correct. So this
Well, we are drunk, and I think that we would probably call you friends by now. We're getting drunk.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we can be friends.
So we already like them because, number one, they brought Tito's tonight.
You're welcome.
And they brought their own beer, which is about gone. But we have plenty. We went to the store today, so this is a good day. So this is going to be, tell us real quick a little bit about your podcast. Tell us a little bit about the genre of what you discuss.
Paradise After Dark. We cover true crime, missing people, unsolved mysteries, and urban legends of Southwest Florida.
How far back do you go to find those?
I believe right now our oldest case is from 1976.
Mrs. Waples of Naples.
Who turned out to be a hermaphrodite.
Who turned out to be Mr. Waples of Naples.
How does that work?
You got to listen to the episode.
Draw me a picture later.
No,
I'm visual when it comes to that.
One testicle.
Oh, okay. I got it now. I'm good.
So, yeah, that's the gist of it. We've covered everything from squallies to unsolved murders, solved murders. Our most recent, we did a two-part series on the missing men in Naples that the police officer is now being sued for wrongful death.
It's a headline in the news now.
Terrence Williams and Felipe Santos.
How long have you been doing this? How many episodes, or how long have you been in podcasting?
Well, we started this whole journey, I want to say in October of last year, but we didn't actually record an episode until March of this year.
Yeah, it's about March of this year.
Yeah, March. Cool.
Well, welcome, guys. This is going to
be a lot
of
fun. So we're
new. Yes,
we actually have some professionals in the studio.
Paradise After Dark, I'm like always looking for new podcasts to listen to because my job allows me to just put the headphones in and listen all day long. And I found you guys, and there were a couple that caught my attention to you guys. First was the squallies, because I had a coworker who used to talk about going out and looking for squallies with his friends.
All right, so explain a little bit. What's a squally?
So squallies are basically these little, like, half pig, half human midget type people that live out in the
little
Everglades.
Little people. Yeah. They prefer little people.
Sorry, little people. Yeah. Well,
they're midgets.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. That live out in the Everglades in this compound that's out there that's can only be, got to by going through lots of different woods and
there's a crazy old man that guards them, and he will shoot you on sight if you try to enter the property where the squallies live.
I have a lot more research to do after tonight.
Episode one.
You can just listen to episode one of Paradise After Dark.
I will do it.
And the other episode that caught my eye, and I think I've talked to you about this online, was the Wendy Hudicock story.
Right.
Back when she went missing, I actually was working at a copy shop down in Naples, and her parents came in to get their flyers made and things, and I just got to, you know, help them out just a little bit. So that was kind of a personal thing for me. So
yeah,
I know you kind of knew her, didn't you?
I did. I played softball with Wendy. She was on my softball team when she disappeared. It was like, I want to say that was like I was maybe 14 at the time, and I think that was my real eye-opening experience to, like, holy shit, there really is danger in the world. You know, to have someone close to you just vanish really freaked me out.
So did that get you into being interested in, like, the true crime genre, or is that just something completely separate from that?
Oh, I don't want to say that is what did it, but I mean, I was watching Forensic Files when I was 10, maybe. I mean, still to this day, I don't know. It's always been something I've been interested in. So, and my wonderful husband, he just goes with the flow. Whatever I'm interested in, he goes along with it.
I know all about that.
It's just, the way I am. It's
just
Joel.
Just easier that way.
Oh, yeah, my family, my wife and daughter and I will, every Friday night, we'll sit and watch Dateline and
yep.
listen to one of the stories they're telling on
there.
No,
do your kids listen to your podcast?
Oh, no.
My kid does not, no. My wife does. Like, I'll wake up on Tuesday mornings now with her playing it on the speaker on her phone.
Our kid won't listen to our podcast. She's much too cool to even entertain the thought of listening to her parents on a podcast.
Well, she doesn't like to listen to us talk anyway.
I think that's probably what it is.
Until one of her friends finds out that you guys do it, and then...
Oh, she would never tell her friends, though.
Oh, no, but they'll figure it out.
I hope so. I'd love that.
So our first story tonight, we're going to let Lauren read the first story tonight, which is Florida woman carrying a feces-covered dog in one hand and a knife in the other trips and stabs her husband to death.
That sounds like something that would happen in our house for real. All right. Florida woman who claimed that she tripped and accidentally stabbed her husband to death has been charged with second-degree murder in his death, police say. Rachel Fadanian, 38, of Lakeland, was arrested Wednesday after a three-month investigation into the death of her husband, Bryant Fadadian, the Polk County Sheriff's Office,
you went back
said
to Polk.
In a statement.
Every fucking episode has Polk County
we
in it.
We gotta have a
it's
Polk
a popular,
County story.
God almighty.
It's a popular place.
All right. Officers responded to a 911 call on June 25th in response to Bryant Fadadian. Am I still?
That's close enough.
40 being injured, according to the police. Rachel Fadadian told police that she lost her footing and stabbed him in the shoulder with a fillet knife, police say. Bryant Fadadian was rushed to the hospital but later died.
Oh, shit, he died.
Yeah.
An autopsy by the medical examiner's office determined that 4 inches of the blade cut through Mr. Fadadian's second rib bone, left side, and cut the pulmonary artery.
Damn.
Police said.
That's shitty.
The medical examiner.
That's a bad fucking day.
You think?
That, you know, when you think you've had a shitty day.
And we haven't even gotten to the part about the feces-covered dog. I don't even know what's coming yet.
A fillet knife cut through the bone of his ribs?
Holy shit.
That wasn't just a slip.
So the medical examiner ruled the death as a homicide.
Yeah, I would think so. That sounds intentional to me.
Investigators determined that Fadadian gave several inconsistent statements about the fatal stabbing, police said in a statement. Her account of the stabbing centered on her either tripping or slipping while holding her dog in one hand and a fillet knife in the other. Mrs. Fadadian attempted to demonstrate how she was holding her dog, for example, but she was unable to pick it up. Police said, what?
So you would think that if your story is, I was holding my dog, you would test before that to see if you could actually pick up the dog.
What kind of dog was it? Does it say?
It didn't say.
Are we talking a poodle, or are we talking of, a Doberman, or a,
like a mastiff.
Great Dane? You know,
yeah,
are we talking
big.
Like a 500-pound dog, or are we talking a little mutt?
Doesn't say.
Poor reporting.
Police said Fadadian's claims were not plausible. The suspect made a lot of excuses, but none of them made sense. Our detectives did a thorough investigation. In the end, they determined this was an intentional act of domestic violence, Sheriff Grady Judd said in a statement. Oh, Sheriff Grady.
Oh, Grady's there.
Yep. Yeah. He's our favorite Florida man.
Oh, I love him. I love that guy. I love his videos. Fedadian was sent to the Polk County Jail without bond. The Florida Bar, which is listed as representing her legally, said Friday an attorney has not been assigned for her yet. Fedadian is set to appear in court on November 13th.
So where's the feces-covered piece at? That was the part I was looking forward to, and that's not even in here.
Yeah, apparently they decided that that wasn't a...
Wasn't critical
enough
to the story, but it's in the headline.
But it's in the headline.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a feces covered dog. So her dog was covered in shit.
I read in another article on the same story that the dog had come in to the house covered in shit, and that she had picked it up to try to take it outside, and she slipped on some of the shit that fell off of it, and
stabbed him in the shoulder.
Husband. Yeah,
but why was she carrying a knife though?
Because she was carrying the knife before the dog came in, and she didn't put it down.
Okay, so she's in the kitchen cooking dinner, mm-hmm. and then the dog shits all over the place and rolls around in it because that's what dogs do. Mm-hmm. And she picks the dog up, slips and falls, and stabs her husband. I could totally see that happening.
I'm thinking conspiracy theory again. I am.
I think she's just lying.
I'm with Joel. I think she's lying.
But I could see that happening.
So
it's a shitty excuse.
I mean,
so let's just stop here and
it's a shitty story.
I'm seeing a pattern. All the guys think this is not plausible, and Lauren thinks that is completely 100% totally.
I would be frightened.
With her, it's usually always the husband.
But this time it's the wife, and I could totally see that happening. Oh, don't look at me like that. Jeez.
November the 13th, she's going to be in court. We should go to Polk County to go watch this.
I'm down. Let's road trip it.
I've been wanting to do that and actually go. I'm with you on that one.
Ken, if you need help, blink twice.
Florida Men and Paradise After Dark take a road trip.
As long as it doesn't involve the Walmart in Polk County, I'm good.
I might be all right.
I hate fucking Walmart.
Why? Somebody might want to buy you.
I don't. No, I know. $250,000? Fuck yeah. Hell, I'd take $50. $50, not $50,000. You want to buy me? Hell yeah.
You're not an 8-year-old girl.
I don't guess there's much need for a 51-year-old heterosexual male, huh?
I'm sure there's certain markets for that.
I mean, that's why it's $50.
All right, story number two. Florida man shot after refusing a shot from a Florida man at an Ocoee bar. A 39-year-old man shot another 39-year-old man in the foot Tuesday evening at a bar after the victim refused a shot of alcohol that the gunman had offered him, the Ocoee Police Department said. Now, what kind of shot was it?
Well, it doesn't matter what it is. If they don't want to drink the shot, that means you get two.
Well, it's different. Now,
you don't shoot him.
Was it a shot of Jameson? Was it like a blowjob?
Maybe it was just
big difference.
I was totally just going to say it was probably a blowjob shot.
I know. And if another man offered me a blowjob shot and I had a gun, I'd shoot him in the foot too.
No. It's the guy that offered it that was rejected that shot the other guy.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. If you came to me and said, "Hey, I'm going to buy you a shot, man. You want to do a shot? Sure. Bust up some Jack or some Jameson, whatever. Yeah, I'm down with that. You pull out a fucking. You say, no, two blowjobs. And I had a gun on me. I'd shoot you in the foot.
But it's the person that offered the blowjob.
You got it backwards.
Oh, I got it backwards?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not only did he refuse the blowjob, he got shot for it. Or the shot. He refused the shot.
Oh.
I don't know how many guys have refused the blowjob.
There was this one time in band camp, but I don't want to talk about it. All right. Police said they were called to Frank's place on North Clark Road after Lathan Gene Yee, I'm guessing he's not Southern, fired six shots at close range.
He was really pissed about that guy not wanting a blowjob.
Servers said that the suspect had frequented the bar for 6 months.
So they knew him.
I've never been so scared in my life. It turned from a few words exchanged to an array of gunfire, said a witness who asked not to be identified. He just had no regard for anyone or anything coming out of that building. Surveillance footage shows the victim darting around a corner while the suspect pivots and starts firing at the bar, which was filled with patrons. What's really concerning is how close he was when he shot and the number of times he shot and his disregard for what his backdrop was, Ocoee Police Deputy Chief Stephen McCoster said. At one point, he actually was putting the other customers in danger as well.
He shouldn't have. Closed area like a bar.
Now, where is this? Where's our we got to get our geographic.
Ocoee?
Where is Ocoee?
It's in the Orlando area between Lake Apopka and Orlando.
Okay. The unidentified witness said surviving the shooting was an unforgettable experience. Quote, yeah. It was the scariest day of my life. I'll tell you that, she said. It's life-changing, and it's completely changed my life. Assistant manager Joseph Safe. Do they know these people have normal names? Joseph
Joshua
Safang?
Sure.
Said he hasn't slept well since the shooting because he keeps replaying the incident in his mind.
That's called PTSD.
I peek around the corner. I see a gentleman running in our direction shooting a gun. I cover one person in my arms and duck behind the bar, he said. All I keep hearing is gunshots and people screaming. So,
What I would imagine would be like when somebody's shooting up a bar.
Pretty much what I had from a visual experience. Safang said he hopes police captured the suspect, who police said remains at large. The victim will recover from his injuries. So, let's talk about our general reporting here from the Coe police area. We did not identify what type of shot it was, which is crucial to the story.
If it was Patron and you refuse, then that just makes you a dumbass, right?
It does.
Yeah. But what if it was Fireball?
Oh, I take Fireball.
That's
free.
Good stuff. That's good.
It's a free shot. But yeah. All right, so let me get this straight.
I wouldn't take tequila, though.
Well, was there lime and salt involved, or was it straight up?
Did you know there's three things that make me violent? Tequila?
No, I only met you less than an hour ago, so no, I do not know that yet.
I'm giving you some information about me. Okay. I think you guys should know.
Oh, okay. I'm open for it, but you asked me a question.
Three
if I knew what makes
world.
You violent, and I know I just met you an hour ago.
Three things in this world that make me violent. Tequila, being tickled, and playing Monopoly.
In that order?
Usually.
Yes.
So if I'm drunk and you tickle me when I'm playing Monopoly and I land on Boardwalk, I'm going to kick somebody's ass. Is that what we're going with here?
She's going to be slipping on a shitty dog.
And you slip on a shitty dog and stab your husband in the shoulder. Okay, I got it now. Woo, that's a lot for one story.
Wow.
I learned a lot about people on that. I'm still curious what the shot was. That's what I want to know from this story.
I'm sure that you could probably get the records from the Coe police.
You think they would list the shot?
I think that's crucial to the investigation.
Well, I think
it does make a difference.
They've got
Magnum PI would know that.
I think you need to call Frank's place and you need to ask for Joshua.
Do you have the setup to call Frank's place?
No.
Can
we
you?
Don't.
You don't. Okay. Because I would call. I'd ask. That's what we do.
I just want to know what kind of shot it was. Because that is that.
You want me to Google Frank's place in Ocoee? Get you a phone number.
I wonder if they even know how to make a blowjob in Ocoee.
It's close to Orlando.
It's near Orlando. They've got it.
Oh, yeah, they know it. Yeah. There's a lot of missing pieces from this story. But we find a lot from these stories that the journalism is less than informative, I guess, from the things that we want to know.
Yeah.
Okay, story three. Florida woman chews and swallows crack pipe during a ret.
Oh, that's mine. I submitted the story.
Yeah, you did submit that.
I contributed.
Yeah, he gets all proud when
he's looking at me so proud of himself.
I am proud. They never choose my stories. This was mine.
Well, that's because it has swallows, chews, and crack pipe.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Perfect. Okay. Dario Hutton took one big swallow and the pipe was gone, police said. Hutton, 52, of Largo, was arrested Friday night after Largo police said she tried to destroy evidence by chewing and swallowing a glass crack pipe. Was there still crack in there?
That would be abuse.
Yeah, I don't know. Chewing up a...
There was more in here, so keep going. There's okay. Something. Yeah.
According to her arrest report, Hutton was looking through her purse for her boyfriend's truck keys when an officer saw a small glass pipe with Brillo and burnt residue inside, which is consistent with a crack pipe.
Okay, so here's my question starts.
Oh.
I never smoked crack. Big bad Phil's not here, so we need some explanations. Now, the Brillo messed me up.
I believe so that acts as a filter to keep the crack from coming up and burning your mouth.
So if you have the pipe, the glass tube, then you put the Brillo in it?
Yeah, to keep the crack from coming in.
I did not know that. So that's what they use as a filter then?
I think so. I've
learned something new tonight. Now, is that standard operating procedure for a crack addict to use Brillo pads in a glass pipe?
That I'm not aware of. I just know that I've seen
Joe doesn't seem to be
stuff.
A...
I'm
Joe,
not really a crackhead, so...
I didn't realize Joe was the expert on crack pipes.
I'm really
well, he's
not.
He's not. It's embarrassing.
Well, you don't have to use a Brillo pad. You can just use any kind of filter.
Oh, really, then? Okay. So now we're
I know
getting somewhere.
This, now,
steel wool.
Now, the reason I know this is because when I was in high school, my boyfriend worked at Ace Hardware, and he used to make pipes... Not necessarily crack pipes, but
of course.
Marijuana pipes out of
ganja.
Now you're talking for
ganja.
Us.
Friends. Yes. Right. Okay. So he would somehow make it, but he would take like a little filter almost like from the plumbing department.
Screen. I believe the word you're looking for.
Screen. Right. Yeah. And he would make these out of things
filter,
from
Joel.
Ace Hardware and he'd sell them.
Really?
Yeah, he never sold the marijuana. He just sold the little pipes.
The paraphernalia. Oh.
The paraphernalia.
Well, they were tobacco pipes.
Right.
Which you chose to use it for. It was up
but
to
it
you.
Was pretty damn creative. I got to give him credit for that.
Well, when you're smoking crack, you can't afford shit at the hardware store, so you go with a Brillo pipe.
Yeah, if we were highfalutin, we'd be at the head shop, all right?
Okay. So as she rummaged through her bag, Officer Robert Drum said he saw her grab for the pipe and tried to place her under arrest. While I was doing this, she placed the pipe inside her mouth and refused to open it.
Mm-mm.
Drum said in an arrest report. Wonder if she'd opened up for a blowjob.
Or shot him in the foot, one or the other.
I made several attempts to have her open her mouth. I observed her chewing and attempted to swallow, refusing to open her mouth.
Story of my life.
Once in custody, Drum said Hutton made a big swallow and finally opened her mouth.
Not the story of my life.
No. Revealing a cut on its roof. But no pipe in sight. Drum said he looked in her purse again, but the pipe was gone.
That's talented. Swallow a whole crack pipe.
That's better than putting it up in the hoo-ha, which is what we had a couple weeks ago.
That's right. We have to use the word hoo-ha.
Yeah.
Right. Not to offend the Marines. Drum did, however, find a bag of small white pills Hutton claimed were ibuprofen, according to the arrest report. A search of the numbers imprinted on the pills found them to be methadone, police said.
God. Ibuprofen, methadone, I get those confused all the time.
I'm sure they're so similar. Drum was arrested and faces charges with tampering with physical evidence, possession of a controlled substance, and resisting an officer without violence. She is currently being held in the Pinellas County Jail in lieu of $4,150 in bail.
That's a specific number.
Yeah, that's not very much. Well, I guess to a crackhead, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, you got
now. According to Badfield, that would be 400. No, that was actually Mike. Yeah. That was Monahan said
$41.50.
No, $415.
Right,
$415.
That's still a lot of money to a crackhead.
True.
So here's the question. I'm gonna read the last one for the state.
Hutton has a lengthy criminal history in Pinellas County, including multiple drug and prostitution charges. She also served two stints in state prison related to theft and drug charges.
All right.
So she's a
chews the glass, swallows it.
Mm-hmm.
What's the repercussions? She's shitting glass now, or does sand come out?
We know that she had a cut in her
mouth.
So the glass is broken already.
So is that going to cut up her insides?
Yeah,
or
that's
probably.
Definitely going to mess up the
and
prostitution.
Whose job is it?
It's going to slow that thing down a little bit.
But what I really want to know.
No, sorry.
Is...
We got to go to the front side. No back action.
Listen, number one guys, only. This is serious.
Entry only.
This is serious. I want to know.
We can't be serious right now. It's impossible. We're talking about.
What job is it to take the strainer and collect her excrement to find the crack pipe?
Do they look for the crack pipe, you think?
Well, they don't tell you about that one in the police academy.
That's evidence. So
yeah. Yeah. Somebody's going to have to collect
Somebody's got to find the Brillo. Somebody's got to dig through the.
But would he be considered a John?
Excrement and find the Brillo pad.
Did you say excrement?
Yes, I did.
Oh, Jesus.
The excrement and the glass, or the Brillo and the glass is what you
it's
need.
It's evidence. I mean, how are they going to prove she swallowed a crack pipe if they don't have the crack pipe?
Whose job is that at the police at the jail?
That's somebody who's on desk duty.
All right, you ain't going to believe this, but here's what I need you to do.
Fucking Brian. That's who does it.
I need you to go to this cell. She got a shit in a bucket. I'm going to need you to sift through it and find the Brillo pad.
I could tell you guys a story about one time.
Don't
when
let
I
her swallow it again.
Don't let her swallow it again.
Don't do it.
Oh, we have more stories.
No, don't do it. Don't.
Is it more stories from the Ace Hardware?
No.
No, it's from a plumber. Just let it roll.
Yeah.
We're talking about shitting out stuff. Let's just let it roll.
We'll save that for the next episode.
Exactly. Let's just flush that idea. Oh shit!
Oh, I've got a story. So my dad used to own an apartment building up north, and he had this building had four apartments in it. There were two downstairs and two upstairs. So my dad and my brother had the two upstairs apartments, and then one of the downstairs ones was vacant. And there was this old lady who had lived there for like 40 years in the other downstairs apartment. Well, one day the sewer system or the septic system gets backed up. So they got to have the thing roto-rooted out. So the guy is down in the septic tank and he's, digging out everything that is causing the backup. And then at one point he just pulls out this huge pair of granny panties. And my dad and my brother and the old lady are all just standing around watching. And my dad and brother look at her, and she just yells, "Well, that's not mine." "Well, there's two men that live in the building with you, so they're not ours."
Can I piggyback that story with another septic tank story?
Sure.
Oh, shit.
Why not?
Okay, so
I hope Sue and Dave aren't listening.
So my parents are having their septic tank pumped. They were having it pumped, right?
Yeah, they're having it pumped out. So
yeah, so they open it, right?
Her dad's going to be, you know, thorough and go out and...
They pull up the grass. They open the thing up, right? So there's a big gaping hole in the yard. And they're pumping out the septic tank.
The guy shows up and he's pumping the stuff out.
He's pumping the septic tank. And the neighbor comes over looking for his dog. Now, mind you, the dog's, his name is Murphy, and he's about 107 years old and completely blind.
And the machine starts to bog down and they can't figure out what's going on. The neighbor walks away.
Oh, no.
And he pulls the vacuum out and goes, "You know there's a dog in here?"
True story.
Fuck.
100% true story.
Poor the Murphy had fallen in the hole.
The neighbor's dog, Murphy, that dog was 108,
He was 107 a minute ago. Now he's 100.
He's aging as we go.
Blind.
We go, Phil.
Completely blind. Had wandered
two
over.
Two more bills should be 250.
And fell and drowned in the septic tank.
So he didn't make it to 109?
No.
No, he didn't. He sure
didn't.
That's
in dog years. So, yeah, this motherfucker's 700 years old.
Exactly.
So my parents' relationship with the next door neighbors has been a little strained ever since. I mean.
Oh, shit.
True story, I swear.
And on that note, it's time for a game called Florida Man or Tourist.
Yeah, you guys know the drill. Each week, I give Phil a list of five stories.
Just they Phil, can... I want to play.
Oh yeah, you guys.
Well, we'll see. I'm still a little he's iffy on your.
He
on
wants
your...
to know.
Wait,
if
you guys
if you're
are even,
or...
right?
No, I'm ahead.
Yeah, he's oh. It's 12 to 10 at this point.
Oh.
Phil needs to take the lead, so we'll listen.
I'm up.
Yeah,
no, Joel needs to take the lead.
Right. I do. So anyway, this week is a headlines edition, so you just have to tell me if these stories took place in Florida or outside of Florida.
All right, so how are we going to do this since we have guests tonight?
Do you guys want to play individually, or do you want to...
Each for their own.
I'm going to listen to Phil.
I want to win.
Okay.
All right, then she and I... We're teamed up. We will collaborate on our answer before giving it.
Okay. All right. Our first headline.
Florida man.
Escaped python found slithering around high school.
Oh, shit. Now, I did read one this week about escaped, but a python that fell through a roof, but that was in Indonesia or somewhere. So that's not what we're talking about, right?
Was it in a school?
No.
This is not this.
Nor was it in Florida. So I'm guessing this is not it. All right, we'll scratch that
escaped
last
escaped python.
Escaped python that found slithering around high school.
Meaning that someone's pet.
Or, I'm going tourist.
I'm going to agree. Tourist.
Tourist.
Yeah.
Tourist. Okay. Number two. Kitten survives 17-mile drive in engine compartment.
Oh, that's totally plausible.
Well, it actually happened. You just have to tell me if it happened in Florida or somewhere else.
We're doing kittens now?
Mm-hmm.
Kittens.
There'll be a puss.
Got a quarter? We did tourists on the other. So this I'm going. I don't remember hearing that. Can't Google it. Tails. All right. So it's tourist.
Tourist.
Okay. Number three. A man got angry with his mother and attacked her with sausages, cops say.
That's Florida.
That's Florida. That's all over. That's Polk County.
That's got Grady all over
that
it.
That happened in Ocala. You know right. It did.
Number four. Man accused of punching pregnant woman in the face for calling his mother a bitch.
Well, that could be Florida man.
I second that.
Okay. And finally, father beats a man to death for accosting his daughter in a bathroom.
That's a way.
Yeah.
We would have heard that.
Tourist.
So, our first story... Escaped python found slithering around a high school. You guys said that is a tourist, and that took place in
a town.
Dun, 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 dun. Seriously?
It doesn't say the state. Virginia. Virginia. That took place.
Whoa, that was a lot of drama for to say you're right.
That took place in Virginia. So you guys are
1-0.
Number two, kitten survives 17-mile drive in engine compartment.
I just don't think something like that could happen in Florida because it's too fucking hot.
So kitten survives 17-mile drive in engine compartment. You guys said tourist. That one took place in Idaho. So you are 2-2.
Booyah.
Number three, a man got angry with his mother and attacked her with sausages, cops say. Now, they weren't just any sausages. These were a can of Little Smokies. And that took place in Bradenton, Florida. So you guys got that one right as well. You guys said Florida.
3-0.
I'm thinking that's
a
win.
And you guys won. Yeah, yeah. So the rest of these, we'll see if you got it.
We'll see if you got shot. Where's that Tito's? We brought you guys Tito's.
We ain't shooting Tito's. I don't know what the fuck y'all doing y'all's podcast, but we got a little bit better than Tito's for shots.
I'm sorry, right? I forgot. It's a Tuesday night. She's I have to work sailor, tomorrow.
So. Yeah, we all do.
All right, two more. Man accused of punching pregnant woman in the face for calling his mother a bitch.
That's Florida.
You guys said that's a Florida man, and that is a Florida man. That took place in Lauderdale Lakes.
I smell a skunk.
And finally, father beats a man to death for accosting his daughter in a bathroom. You guys said that was a tourist, and that took place in Phoenix, Arizona. You guys.
Oh, my God. We're like 5-0.
5-0. Perfect
score.
That's the only time Phil gets a perfect score is when he's got a guest.
That's because I was here.
That lifeline helps.
So congratulations. Perfect score. Florida man sues the Miami Dolphins after his toe was accidentally amputated during a game.
What?
And this was not a player. It was a fan.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was in the second quarter of the Miami Dolphins game against the Oakland Raiders when Jean Michaud bellied up to the LIV Hard Rock Stadium bar and ordered a vodka. Watch out, Phil.
Vodka. See? They gave the name of the drink. Yeah. Why didn't they do that
so far, so good.
Well, we're
so
dealing
far,
with
so
the
good.
Miami Dolphins here, so, you know, they got to
be thorough.
You've Miami
got a better...
has the Dolphins, the greatest football team.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Really?
Okay, I'll stop.
Really?
They're not going to invite us back, huh?
You were doing so good. And then you just
usually
up
it's
at the
Phil
end.
That breaks out in his song. The bartender had just turned to fix the drink when, without warning, the marble slab of the bar disconnected and fell to the ground. It clipped Michaud's foot on the way down, sending the 34-year-old reeling. It wasn't immediately clear from the blood soaking through his sock, but Michaud would need getting reconstructive surgery to reattach his toe, which was amputated by the falling piece of marble.
Damn, that fucking hurt.
Oh my God.
Marble is not light.
This is a bad day.
Quote, it was just hanging off, he said.
Ooh.
Definitely, technically, that's not the definition of amputated then.
If it was still hanging,
then that's just a so it's just a flesh wound.
So it was nearly amputated.
It's just a flesh wound.
So now he's suing the Dolphins for negligence. A Dolphin spokesperson did not respond to requests for comment on the lawsuit filed this week. I wouldn't want to talk about it either. Michaud said Dolphins employees immediately ushered him to a couch and cleared the area, but instead of bringing in any of the medical professionals waiting downstairs, they first had him give a signed statement about what happened.
That's fucked up.
Damn. If my toe's hanging off my foot and you're not bringing the medical staff until I sign something, I'll sign whatever the fuck
I'm calling
want.
Morgan and Morgan, like, seriously. Immediately.
Yeah.
I have them in my favorites on my iPhone.
Of course you do.
Hey, for the people, man. Half an hour later, he said, medics finally arrived to treat him. An hour after the incident, he was in an ambulance headed to the hospital.
An hour.
And you know they got one there for the players.
He's going to get a ton.
But an hour, that toe was probably dead.
Yeah.
He's going to get a ton of money.
They'll give him season tickets or some dumb shit.
Weeks later, he's still on medically ordered bed rest in his South Beach apartment. So He's not hurting for cash.
Well, yeah. You don't know that. I mean, there's a lot of you don't know that. You can't assume that just because
apartment
it's on
South Beach.
We tried to go to South Beach for vacation one time, and it was fucking awful.
Yeah, I've been there for a conference at one of their
South Beach is not whatever.
Oh, this gets better. All right, finish reading. Keep reading.
All right, he uses a walker to get around, mostly to and from doctor's appointments. He can't go to his office job with Norwegian Cruise Line or play basketball with his coworkers. He had to miss the BET Hip Hop Awards last week, which he had tickets for.
Oh, hell.
That's going to cost
a lot of money.
You can't miss.
Who's going? I mean, he's going to miss Flavor Flav.
There,
is he still at the, does he still get awards?
Lifetime Achievement Award.
I know. He may be in the Hall of Fame.
Do you think Kanye was there?
I think black people are mad at him right now.
Yeah, I don't think he got invited.
It's literally just been constantly laying in bed with my foot elevated, he said. Well, what's wrong with that?
Dude, I'd be like that's Netflixing like my, it up.
That's my dream. It's been a bit of a nightmare, to be honest. Last week, he got a get well card and a basket of fruit from the Dolphins. Quote, wishing you a speedy recovery, unquote.
Well, they made it right.
Fruit?
Yeah.
But the card was signed by all the backup players.
True.
Yeah, he's going
to
get a ton of money.
No, they want to make it right. They need to send the cheerleaders to my hospital
room. That ain't no. Yeah, he's going to get he just waiting on his check.
I do like uniform. That idea, though. The cheerleaders would probably work.
All right, that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like us and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email at floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
Have we got any voicemail this week?
Not this week.
Last week?
Not last week.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I seriously thought about calling and leaving you guys a voicemail. Well,
why didn't you?
We've only gotten 2. One was from me. Just tried it out, see if it worked. He texted me from work one day. Did you just call the thing? Yes, that was me. Damn it.
We literally have called as many listeners as have called us.
Is that a Florida number?
That's a Gmail number.
No, it's a Google Voice number. So
I will call you guys every
fucking day.
Every day.
if you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridamen, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes, discounts on our merchandise, and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen.
Our Patreon subscribers get extras like discounts on our merchandise, VIP access at our live shows, and other cool stuff, too.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
Once again, we'd like to thank Lauren and Ken from Paradise After Dark for joining us tonight. This has been an honor, my friends. You can find Paradise After Dark on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or paradiseafterdark.com.
Or Spotify, or Google Play, or...
Keep going.
Where else is our podcast?
It's everywhere.
It's fucking everywhere.
Okay.
Paradise After Dark. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
All those places that we said for our show, they're there too. And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of Florida.
Oh, wait. I really want to thank you guys for having us.
Yes, thank you very much.
This has been quite the experience. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks for coming out, guys. We really appreciate you guys joining us in the Florida Man Studios.
Now you can play your song.
Florida Man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida man.
Oh, good. We can talk really loud in here, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't.
I'm trying to stay close enough to make out with
this
microphone.
That's even better. That is really good.
Yeah.
That's really good. You got to get it. It's a little bit awkward at first.
Totally different from our setup.
But it works in the end.
Do you sanitize these?
No. I can't tell you where. No. You do not want to know where that foam has been.
Which one does Badfill use?
Nah, they all been mixed up, so it's up for grabs at that point.
That we don't know which one Badfill used.
We do not. He's our resident drug expert, we do not know which one Badfill used.
Okay.
Yeah, his is really good. So he has a deep voice, and his is portraying really well. Yours is still just a little bit light, so you're going to have to stay right on it, and don't be shy to raise your voice. Just don't put your hands around it.
That's odd, because she's usually not used to grabbing it with two hands.
You said that, not me.
Wait, where's the Florida map?
We haven't
put
it up yet.
You guys don't have a Florida map?
We have one. Somebody hadn't put it up yet.
We have one in our garage.
We find through a lot of these things. I don't know why my voice just went 18 octaves up. All right. Well, that's my story for the evening for the person who refused. We're going to say it was a blowjob.
But did he die?
No, he recovered.
Oh.
Yeah, because they've got
the victim
is recovering from his injuries.
I'm sorry. I missed that part. Okay.
You were texting at the time.
Yeah. Please follow along. Put your phone away. It's okay. You're going to get grounded.
So when you
that's a bad first time.
When you hear that the Florida Man podcast has gone down to a single host, you'll know why.
I'll make you a good deal on some microphones. How about that?
Just enough to get you bailed out.
Dude, we got to hawk our shit out of jail. What are you doing?
Hello? I can't hear myself. Hello?
Can you hear us?
There I am.
Were you afraid you were gone?
Yeah, I felt like I was falling off a ship. Just and no one could see me or hear me.
That's my fault. Okay. You all right now?
Yeah.
Deep breath, brother.
I was blinking, Joel, and you didn't catch it. Shit.
Pay attention, Joel.
Sorry.
We have a code here.
Drum did, however, find a small bag with white. Oh, wait, I started. I thought it was with. Let's get this shit. My glasses.
No, you did it right. God. It's written wrong. This is bad journalism.
Shit. This is the same shit he does at home.
I didn't say 500 times. Get off my ass.
It clipped Michaud's foot. It clipped Michaud's foot.
Fault? On the. What's a fought?
This is worse than the damn.
How do you clip a fight?
Shots.
This program is provided for informational use only.
Whose phone is that?
That may be.
Really, Phil?
Take meds.
Take your meds, Phil.
Pop that little blue pill.
And I get a text from my buddy who says, blow me. So I got that going for me, too.